10 tahun lalu, beta masih kecil. Beta ingat tempo dulu, sio mama gendong beta.
Rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
listener, here is quote of the day. This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. A quote from Suharto. Listener, the second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development. With assertiveness and many ideas, he played a role in carrying out planned development as well as taking care of food and agricultural issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of the development. And listener, that's quote of the day.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
So, listener, our President Prabowo Subianto aims to help Indonesia break out of the middle income trap within the next 10 years. And this was stated by the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto. And apparently not only escaping the middle income trap, but also become a developed country by improving various economic sectors. Reported by AntaraNews.com, Minister Airlangga noted that, for example, Jakarta's per capita income of $20,000 demonstrate the potential for several major Indonesian cities to achieve a higher level of progress. So the government aims to replicate this success in several other big cities, like in Balikpapan and Palembang, and later extend it to other regions. And the rapid growth in these major cities is expected to boost all economic sectors in the country, ultimately aiding Indonesia's escape from the middle income trap, as envisioned by the president.
Sinai wajahku di pagi hari, berangkat ku pergi, temanku telah menanti. Hatimu murni sekali, dan dia bersuara, jangan kau henti bermimpi. Setempat lebih tinggi melewati batas ilusi, bersenandung bahagia. Mimpi. berhenti. Mari bersama, jangan berhenti. Bersama berani mengejar mimpi.
Leader Waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiah for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
Thank you.
recently we have heard about the floods across Greater Jakarta, like in the last 1 or 2 weeks. And recently, also the Environment Ministry find out that the flood happening across Greater Jakarta, especially the ones near the Ciliwung River, showed a significant change in the protected or the reserve area that should be the water absorption area. And according to the Deputy of Sustainable Environment and Natural Resources Management at the Environment Ministry, Sigit Reliantoro, he said that a lot of villages across, not in Greater Jakarta, but still in Bogor, in the highlands, they used to be a protected area, but now they are an agriculture or maybe residential area. And the Environment Ministry also found or discovered that there is a reduction in the forestry vegetation near the Ciliwung River. And in 2013, there was around 6,000 hectares, but then it reduced into 5,000, and a lot of more buildings also has been built from 1,600 hectares in 2013, but in 2023, it doubles into 3,600. And of course, this will cause a lot of damage for the environment, not only in Bogor, in the highlands, but also in Jakarta, that causes a lot of flooding. Therefore, the Law Enforcement Deputy of the Environment Ministry, Rizal Irawan, said that the law enforcement of the ministry has been carrying out some legal enforcement toward corporations that have activities near the Ciliwung River. And Rizal Irawan said, if based on the investigation they find out some serious violations, the ministry will recommend to destroy the facilities and then recover the affected land.
Pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari perang. Keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Bilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu, bekerja bersama hati kita ini insan, bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati. Egoku merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman. Bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Bersama hati kita ini insan.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
And after this song by Deacon Bakas, Perbedaan, or about diversity differences, you'll be listening to a story about Likupang.
Pesan singkat, ku tulis dari hati. Yo mari katakan, Indonesia sangat indah. Oh my,
perbedaan ini anugerah dari Sang Pencipta. Jangan jadikan alasan untuk saling menghina. Saling menghargai, berbagi sesama saudara. Perbedaan jalan untuk membuat kita menyatukan semua cita yang tertunda. Biar orang memandang dengan sebelah mata, tapi ku yakin kita tetap bersama. Ada gemuk kurus, hitam dan putih, ada tinggi rendah, kaya dan miskin. Hargailah perbedaan dengan caramu sendiri. Berbeda untuk menyatukan kita. Banggalah wahai sobatku pada diri sendiri, karena kita bisa hargai perbedaan. Berbeda bukan untuk membuat orang terluka, maka nikmatilah perbedaan.
Dengarkan ini kawan, oh, kulihat Indonesia bermacam manusia, beraneka ragam budaya. Oh sungguh ku kagum padanya, bermacam-macam bahasa, ribuan pulau di sana. Tapi kita tetap saudara di bawah panji kenegaraan.
Perbedaan jalan untuk membuat kita menyatukan semua cita yang tertunda. Biar orang memandang dengan sebelah mata, tapi ku yakin kita tetap bersama. Dan putih, ada tinggi rendah, kaya dan miskin. Hargailah perbedaan dengan caramu sendiri. Berbeda untuk menyatukan kita. Banggalah wahai sobatku pada diri sendiri, karena kita bisa hargai perbedaan. Berbeda bukan untuk membuat orang terluka, maka nikmatilah perbedaan.
Yeah. Jadi beginilah lagu yang kita buat tentang perbedaan. Dimana sesungguhnya perbedaan itu sangat indah, kawan, dan sangat selamat indah. So, respect.
Yang melihat pasti akan terpesona, terpesona. Aku terpesona.
Mesmerized. Yes, anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear sea water. framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. There are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is the natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
Yang sebelah itu punya bukit Teletubbies.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Jadi kita menyiapkan sarana untuk transportasi perahu.
Cantiknya kau, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu, eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Har said, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. tim rescue yang namanya. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility, so that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
Kita akan lakukan pelatihan untuk para pelaku.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you have just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini, yaitu keroncong mama.
Keroncong mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Your eyes, open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me, a nation with a soul, a symphony of light and sound, for the beautiful nature, the fun, the colors of paradise.
Laughing at 3 a.m. under my porch, and it's hearing your stories and getting lost. For better or worse, sickness and health till forever. It's curling your toes when you hear the words, I love you. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands. But it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love?
Does it have to be dramatic, like skydiving through the sky? Or sitting under the stars to see it shine? I thought this thing is supposed to feel this warm and soft and pure. Then if love is a game, and I'll play along. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? People say it's a thousand words, but I say none, 'cause I just lose all track of time when we're together. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. It isn't easy, but it works. It's like feeling so dizzy without saying so. It doesn't feel like it's heaven, but it feels fine to be here by your side. So do you need a reason to fall in love?
Thank you. So that was it. Reasons to fall in love.
Thank you.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world listener. You are listening to the English program by Career World Service, Voice of Indonesia. I'm still well being here with you with a lot of things coming from Indonesia that you can listen on vonnews.id, the application RRE Digital, and of course the frequency 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. And right now, let's begin with the news line. Listener, here's the headlines. President Prabowo inaugurates 17 FIFA Standard Stadiums. Indonesian citizens victims of online scam arrive in Indonesia. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto symbolically inaugurated 17 stadiums that have been built and renovated in 9 provinces in Indonesia. The inauguration took place at Gelora Delta Stadium in Sidoarjo, East Java on Monday. In his remarks, the President revealed that the 17 international standard stadiums had been inspected by FIFA and declared to have met FIFA requirements.
So that today we can inaugurate 17 stadiums with international standards that have been inspected by FIFA and declared to meet FIFA requirements. So this is an achievement.
President Prabowo also emphasized his commitment to continue supporting the development of national football. He has also determined that in the next 2 to 3 years, the government will build 17 to 20 more stadiums in various regions in Indonesia. The 17 stadiums inaugurated by President include Bumi Sriwijaya Stadium in South Sumatra, Indomilk Arena Stadium in Banten, Pakansari Stadium in West Java, Maguwo Harjo Stadium in Yogyakarta, Gelora Delta Sidoarjo Stadium in East Java, Demang Lehman Stadium in South Kalimantan, and B.J. Habibie Stadium in South Sulawesi. In another occasion, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto inaugurated a gold refining facility or precious metal refinery owned by PT Freeport Indonesia in Gresik, East Java on Monday. In his remarks at the inauguration, the President said the establishment of the processing industry, from which the raw material concentrate can be transformed and refined into gold and silver metals, is something very important for the nation and the state. President Prabowo also emphasized that with a precious metal refinery, Indonesia will not only sell raw materials abroad, but also finished products that have added value to the country.
Ini sungguh sesuatu yang sangat penting.
This is really something very important for our country and nation. This is what we want, that our country, our nation will not only sell raw materials, but we also want to sell finished goods and product goods that have enormous added values.
Meanwhile, on this occasion, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia explained that the refining plant is the largest single-line smelter in the world, from upstream to downstream. Especially for the gold smelter, according to Bahlil Lahadalia, the investment is worth 10 trillion rupiahs. Bahlil further explained that the plant in Gresik will process gold from around 3 million concentrates, with production estimated at 50 to 60 tons of gold per year. Commission 12 of the House of Indonesian Representatives encourages PT Indonesia Battery Corporation, or IBC, to accelerate the downstreaming of nickel batteries, to reduce dependence on fuel imports, and achieve net zero emission targets. As quoted from DPR.go.id YouTube channel in Jakarta on Monday, Commission 12 Chairman Bambang Patijaya emphasized the importance of developing the domestic battery industry because in a hearing with the House's Commission 12, IBC revealed that 40 to 45% of the raw materials for electric vehicle batteries come from Indonesian nickel. However, most of the production process is still carried out in China.
Dengan adanya pengembangan pabrik baterai ini, ya, Kita berharap nanti
with the development of this battery factory, we hope that later electric vehicles can also be developed further in Indonesia. In this way, the connection is, for example, if we want to reduce our level of fossil energy usage, we will reduce oil gradually. And of course, we will provide space for the battery ecosystem to develop with all kinds of products, one of which is the electric vehicles.
A member of House's Commission 12, Metri Chitrawardhani, shared the same opinion. She said paying attention to supporting infrastructure of electric vehicle is important so that this energy transition runs effectively. According to him, full support is given so that Indonesia is not only a follower in the development of global battery technology, but also a major player. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government has successfully repatriated 449 male and 105 female Indonesian citizens who were victims of online scams. The Indonesian citizens were successfully repatriated from Myanmar after experiencing hostage taking and violence while working under an online scam syndicate. Andy Romroni has the detail.
The Indonesian government has successfully repatriated 554 Indonesian citizens from Myanmar who were victims of online scams. The repatriation of all Indonesian citizens was carried out in three batches. The first and the second batches arrived in Indonesia on Tuesday, while the third batch will arrive on Wednesday. Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs Budi Gunawan, after welcoming the arrival of the first batch of